We are go for liftoff in T-minus 30.
All systems are go.
Hit it.
So yesterday we were talking about pictures, photographs. We're talking about off air, and then you were showing me pictures of you not looking great with rock stars.
Yeah, I have quite a few of them.
Yeah, you do have quite a few of them. And then you said to me, well, let's find one of you. And I said, without any hint of irony, I don't have any pictures of me looking bad.
which had me pretty much on the floor laughing. Oh, I don't have any bad pictures of myself.
I don't.
Well, that's
certainly
just,
not with rock stars.
If I was really interested, I'd go digging for one.
Well,
but I don't care enough about you to do that.
Let me clarify this. If there were any bad ones, they'd be deleted. Because rock star or not, I do not want to be looking bad in pictures. I'm not that vain, but I'm vain
it
enough.
It sure sounds like it.
I'd rather not be seen at all than look bad, is the point I'm trying to make.
Okay. Almost made a political comment there, but I'm not allowed to.
Yeah, no, you can't talk about politics at this time. So then we got talking about awkward moments with rock stars.
Well,
of which we had many.
Well, I thought that would be something you could talk about because that'll bring up some great stories.
Well,
I'm sure.
This one, I mean, he's got a good sense of humor. I got punks, for want of a better phrase, by Brent Smith of Shinedown.
Right.
And my first question was something about the recording, A Threat to Survival, and I effectively ended with like, how did it go? And it went like, he just looked at me and didn't speak for about 15 seconds, just looked at me. So Brent, how did it go? Like this.
Yeah.
Nothing. And then he just went, oh, I'm sorry, I thought I'd just leave an awkward silence to make it feel awkward.
Right.
And I started laughing, I'm thinking,
hey, have you ever interviewed a band, like four members of a band, who were drunk and jet-lagged?
No.
I have.
Are you sure it was four or not three?
Oh, you're right. It was three.
It was three.
You know who I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
because I just played them.
Right, yeah.
They played Rambler Man for the last year.
Stop. Yeah, that was pretty much the last interview I did.
Was that a painful experience for you?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I did an interview with a band once where I asked a question like, when's the second album out? He just looked at me and said, sorry, what was the question again? I'm like, oh, blimey.